فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in tradition number 29 from the Commander of the Faithful, we want to look at the topic of the gravest of sins. Sins we know within Islam are acts of iniquity, acts where we transgress the limits which Allah, God, has set for us. And many times these sins are enumerated within the Quran and a punishment is given for them. And other times they're not within the Quran, but they're within the teachings of the Prophet and his noble family. And he explains those sins to us in the context of his discourse with the community. Today we want to look at one of the gravest of sins in the eyes of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And in the tradition he says the following: a person's intentional unfamiliarity with his own shortcomings and defects is the greatest of his sins. In this tradition, the Commander of the Faithful is not pointing to murder or rape or adultery or theft or any of these other major sins as being the greatest and the most major of sins. But rather, he's giving us another perspective on the aspect of sinning, of transgression of the laws of Allah. And he says that a person's own shortcomings in knowing his own weaknesses and his own shortcomings is actually the major sin that a person can perform. And we understand from the commentary of this tradition what it means by the understanding that when a person performs an act of iniquity, breaks the law of Allah, performs a sin, that he or she does so because they are lacking something within their lives. They are deficient in some area that they have not truly understood themselves. So as an example, when a man or a woman backbites, they speak ill about another individual, they openly speak about another person's, their own shortcomings and defects, and they spread that news to other people, that this act of backbiting could be stemming from the fact that they themselves have some insecurity within themselves, that they want themselves to be shown to be greater than they actually are. And rather than they try to elevate themselves, they try to bring other people down. And many of the other sins are like this. When a person, for example, insults other people within a community or within a gathering, it may be that he or she is very proud. They have arrogance. They have vanity, and so they wish to bring other people down so they can be perceived to be greater than they actually are. And so we see that the Commander of the Faithful says that when a person wants to actually realize what their greatest sin is, that their ignorance, their intentional ignorance of their own shortcomings is actually the major sin. And that can actually result in a performance of many other evils within their own life. One of the questions comes forth is that why do we as human beings not like to look at our own defects, our own shortcomings? We're very quick to point out other people's shortcomings, but when it comes to ourselves, we don't want to talk about that. Why is that? Well, one of the reasons why we don't want to look at our own selves is because we have an extreme love for ourselves. We have uncontrollable love for our own existence. And by looking at our own shortcomings, we are actually showing to the world that we are not perfect human beings. And that in itself is a challenge to ourselves and maybe is something that we don't like to do. As an example, somebody who doesn't have a job and who's lazy and doesn't want to work, doesn't want to go and struggle and earn a livelihood, he or she may promote themselves as being somebody humble and pious and holy and ascetic and detached from the world, not because they actually are, but because they have that defect of not wanting to go and get a job and pick themselves up, that they pretend to be somebody that they're not. Or for example, somebody who has a very vicious tongue, who curses, who uses foul language, who is very abusive to people for no reason at all. They would present themselves as being very brave and courageous. They would say, well, I'm not scared to speak and let the truth be known. But really, they are covering up their own defect by using such language and vulgarities. They're trying to be somebody that they're not. And so this is a challenge for humanity, that how do we recognize our own shortcomings, look in the mirror, and say, I have certain defects, and to work at those particular defects rather than pointing the finger at other individuals within my society. How do we deal with this within our lives? If I see that I am not looking at my own defects, and this is something that I want to start to do, how can I actually change my life, focus on my own shortcomings, and actually make a change for the better within myself? Scholars of akhlaq, of Islamic etiquette and ethics, give us two roads down this path. The first is to ensure that you choose good friends to be around, because as the tradition of the Commander of the Faithful mentions in another saying, he says, my most beloved companion or friend or brother to me is the one who points out my defects. So if I have a good network of friends, or even one or two friends who are close to me, who are religious minded, and who will tell me when I'm going wrong, then this is one of the best things that we can do. It's one thing to have multitude of friends. You know, today people are competing on social media for friends and likes. But those are not real friends. A real friend will actually point out your defect to you and show you where you went wrong and help you correct yourself. So the traditions tell us that that is the best friend, one who will actually guide you and correct your path in life. That's the first thing that we can do. The second thing that we can do is when we look at other people around us, family, friends, people in society, and we see things that we don't like. For example, we see somebody in our community who is always lying to us. He speaks, he lies. He even, you know, whatever he talks, we can't even trust him because he's lied so much to us in the past. We hate that action, and we hate that person who is doing that action. But let us now look that, do I have that trait within my life? If I hate that act of lying and I see somebody doing it to me on a constant basis, we should step back and say, hey, do I have that trait? Am I being one who is lying to other people in my community, to my family, to the society? And if I see I have that trait, then that's that reflective mirror, that I see a negative trait in another person, I see it in myself, and now I work to remove that trait from myself. If we can do that for all of the negative traits that we may be having within our life, look at others, if they have something negative, try to see if I have it. If I have it, let me work at destroying it. If I can do that, then I'm actually going to be able to succeed in this life struggle to remove the weeds of ethical maladies from my life and hopefully come out as a better human being, one who is free of such negative ethical qualities and traits, and I will be able to adorn myself with the clothing of piety and righteousness and the qualities that the Prophet and his family have manifest within their lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali. أشعف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتاة إلا يليلا أشعف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتاة إلا يليلا أشعف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتاة